I recall the appropriate saying here being, ouch. Well, I can guess why you're here. The bridge can't possibly be out, so it must still be on fire. You did. I apologize, it can be a fucking prima donna at times. You'd think the rain would put out the fire, but... oh, the moment's gone now. Well, you know the drill. Blah blah, can't possibly drive in this blah blah, poor cell phone reception, blah blah, you'll have to stay the blah. Please, walk in this direction in a fashion that isn't mine. That joke was funny exactly once. I welcome you to these hollow halls. Their hollowness enables us to walk through them. Ingenious, really. This place is the result of the fruits of the outcome of the union of the Farquhar and Marder families. Guess the resulting double-barreled surname. Then be wrong and feel stupid, most likely. I mean, let's be honest. On your left, you can see some paintings and some notable Marders. And following those, some notable Marders. Aloysius, the amateur biologist who invented the cat snake. Everyone thinks ferns have always been around. Shame. Here is Josephiacus, an avid hunter who preferred to have the entrails of his conquests preserved and mounted instead of their heads. Don't look to your right, by the way. It's not any of his trophies, it's just a badly painted still life. Also, it depicts severed genitals. And this portrait is of Larry, who draws a comic book about beans. A little surreal for my taste, but the world building is impressive. And so we reach your room. Feel free to explore the premises at your of your own free will. But in my experience, curling into the fetal position and whimpering softly is quite the trendy option. In case I never see you again, ever, don't let the bed bugs bite.
Don't worry, you smell like shit.
In the Worst Possible Manner, Episode 1.
Some sound effects from SoundSpot.com.